glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Good morning, it is 7:32 here on this Thursday morning, July 7th. I'm Tim Nelson. I'm operations manager. Joyce Mankey is our new station manager at WLUJ. Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you.
Looks like maybe some rain is in the forecast today through much of the Great News Media listening area. Maybe even some thunderstorms as well, which I guess we could go for a little more moisture, couldn't we?
Yes, and it would feel so good to get rid of some of that humidity.
That too. I'm with you on that. Well, why don't we start out this morning, Joyce, by saying hello to some folks that we've heard from through the mail or by email or by phone call.
Yes, we have a comment here from Nellie. It says, bless you all. I love hearing you each day. It makes me smile and thank the Lord for all the good service and good news. Thank you. And that's from Nellie from Decatur. Thank you, Nellie.
And hello to Shirley from Springfield. Shirley says, thank you for bringing God's word to God's people. I really enjoy hearing Dr. Charles Stanley. Thank you, Shirley. We appreciate hearing from you. Please feel free to drop us a line. Well, you can drop us an email, send us a letter in the mail, or give us a call. All the contact information is online at greatnewsmedia.org, greatnewsmedia.org. Well, Joyce, we're going to share some information this half hour about some gospel concerts coming to our area and also talk a little bit about what the Bible says about childlike faith. Tim and Joyce here with you on Mark and Friends from Great News Media. We've got some information we want to pass along to you about some gospel concerts. Joyce, are you, you're in a group, because when I first got to town, or I don't know how often you all get together, but when I first got to town at the end of last year, you were at a church in Tallulah.
Calvary.
That's right. Calvary. For a great concert that night. I appreciate your, you guys and sharing your testimony there. Are you all doing some concerts? Are you planning to do some?
Our singing mostly is through the Sunshine Ministries, who started out by ministering to nursing homes. And so we do sing at other places when we're asked and have the availability. So, yeah.
So if somebody would want to ask, what should they do?
They should call at 815-351-7659.
351-7659, area code 815.
815, right.
Okay. And you're in the Springfield area now,
yes,
as opposed to you were down by the St. Louis area. So we want people to know that. Well, here we go. We've got some gospel concert information coming up this Saturday, July 9th. It's a free concert. Celebrate America is the theme. It's a musical tribute to God, family, and country performed by the Lesters. I bet many of our listeners would know about the Lesters.
Love the Lesters.
They will be at Grace Southern Baptist Church. That's at 302 West Wright Street in Verdon, Illinois. If you want more information about that free concert coming up this Saturday, call 217-965-5692. 217-965-5692. And Kumler United Methodist Church, that is in Springfield at 600 North 5th Street, will have a concert coming up a week from this upcoming Saturday. That's July 16th. They'll have food from 5 to 6 p.m., an open mic from 6 to 7, and Mark and Pam Fisher from 7 until 8.
And the Todd Allen family will be back in Illinois in July. On Friday, July 29th at 7 p.m., the Todd Allen family will be in concert, great gospel group, and they will be at Tri-Valley Baptist Church in Bloomington, Illinois. That's at 8385 North 1900 East Road in Bloomington. And the love offering will be taken there. And for contact information, you can contact Judy at 217-416-3029. They're also going to be at the United Methodist Church in Carrollton, Illinois on July the 30th. That would start on at 6 p.m., and that's a Saturday, in Carrollton, Illinois. A love offering will be taken there as well, and Carrollton, Illinois is just south of Whitehall. And contact information again is contact Judy at 217-416-3029.
And I want to take a moment to say thank you. You mentioned Judy. Judy's a great friend of this radio station, and she keeps us in the know about a lot of these gospel concerts. It drops off the information so we can pass them along to you. And if you or your church or Christian organization has a special concert or a special event coming up, let us know about it. Just go online to greatnewsmedia.org and give us the information. We'll pass it along on our different station websites, from greatnewsradio.org to WLUJ.org.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. There's a better life.
There's a better life.
There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, I'll save. give it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it,
if you believe it,
you receive it.
You wanna receive it.
If you can feel it, somebody testify.
Thank you for listening to Mark and Friends on this Thursday morning, July 9th. I'm Tim Nelson. Our station manager, Joyce Mankey, is here in Springfield at 600 West Mason Street. You know, the other day, I was coming to work. It was one of those days, not every day is like this, but it was one of those days I'm rounding the corner, getting ready to pull into the parking lot here, Joyce. And I'm thinking, okay, I just want to make a beeline upstairs. I've got stuff on my mind. I got stuff on my list I want to get done right away. There was a lady there, and I thought, well, I'm not sure who that is. She must just be walking along the sidewalk. And I got out of the car, and she comes up to me and says, hey, do you work at the radio station? I said, I do. And I introduced myself. Her name was Cindy. And I said, well, Cindy, where are you going? And she goes, oh, I'm just walking back from the Bible study I went to at the Senior Center right down the road there. And they told me at the Senior Center, because they know you guys here at the station, they said, if you ever see anyone outside at the radio station, ask him about if they have a children's Bible, because she had been wanting a children's Bible for her grandchild to give to him, and we'll give it to you for a donation of anything. She came in, I gave her the children's Bible, and I said, well, here, do you want me to give you a Walmart bag to put it in, you know, and everything? Oh, no, I want to hold it. She was just smiling and glowing. She was just so excited to think of the possibility her grandchild getting to know Jesus and following God at such a young age. And after that, I was thinking, yeah, remember, Joyce, the Bible talks about childlike faith, having the faith of a child.
Right.
Not necessarily faith that is naive, but I think Jesus was probably talking about having a faith like a child in the way a child trusts the Father.
Well, and you know, the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. And I remember when my children were growing up, and even the little great-grandkids now, we have eight of them, and how they would stand on a porch and run and jump in your arms. And they trust you to catch them, you know, and that's faith. Faith falls under the form of trust, and we have to have faith and trust in God. And so our children, that's what we need to teach our children as well.
There was probably not one time that they ever thought, well, grandma or mom is not going to catch me.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we had that really, that had that kind of faith in Jesus and
right.
Just know that whatever happens in our life, that he's going to take care of it.
Yeah, we let things get in the way sometimes. You know, I think for the most part, a young child is destitute of ambition in some ways, pride and haughtiness that we as adults are different. A good example for us. Children are characteristically humble and teachable, and they aren't prone to pride or hypocrisy in the same ways. Not that they're not prone to that in some way.
Right.
We can really take a lesson from that.
And Jesus says, unless we become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So that's important for us to have that humility and that faith in him and trust, because that's what we're striving for, is to be like Christ and be like these little children to have that depth of faith and trust.
And it all starts with simply taking God at his word.
Absolutely.
Trust in the Lord.
It's Mark and Friends for this Thursday with Tim Nelson, Joyce Mankey, our station manager, and Joyce, look who just happened to stop by the room, Paul Eastvold, our office assistant, volunteers most every weekday. Well, hey, we appreciate and couldn't do many of the things that go on here at WLUJ in Springfield without your help. Tell us what all you do as an office assistant here.
Well, I'd be happy to greet you if you stop in. I actually handle the mail and enter things into the computer, and then also send out the thank you letters for contributions and any other miscellaneous office work that we may need to do.
Thank you for your service, and we just know your heart's really into the ministry of WLUJ and Great News Media. How far do you go back? Have you been here since, like, even the first day or two when the station started in Petersburg?
Well, we first started listening when it started in Petersburg, like the first or second day, and listening ever since that time. I think it's a great ministry, and so it's great, and I feel privileged to serve here.
Well, thank you for your service, and please tell Carolyn thank you, too. His wife, Carolyn, helps out so much as well. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Sure, you bet.
We still have some great volunteer opportunities available that you may be interested in the Champaign-Urbana area at the Great News Radio Center there in Marketplace Mall, as well as in Springfield at the WLUJ Studios, 600 West Mason Street. If you want to find out more, give us a call. In the Champaign-Urbana area, the number is 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. In Springfield, our phone number is 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. Well, I want to let you know what's coming up on Mark and Friends tomorrow. Being that it's Friday, Mark will be with Pastor Jason Schiffo for another broadcast of the live studio audience broadcast that they recorded on Wednesday at noon over in Marketplace Mall in Champaign, so you won't want to miss that. That's always a great broadcast. Joyce Mankey, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. You have got to be busy beyond belief. If you don't know, Joyce has been our office manager for quite some time, doing the job remotely since mid-June or so. You've been here, so you're just getting moved into the house here in the Springfield area. Is it mostly boxes still packed up in the house at this point?
Yes, we've packed boxes for a month, and now we're unpacking for a month.
At least,
but
right?
It's all coming together, and we can see a little light at the end of the tunnel now. So God is good, and He's provided and open doors every step of the way. It's just been great to watch what He does and to know He's there with us.
Great to have you here at the station every day. Thank you for listening to this Thursday program of Mark and Friends, and hope to talk to you next Thursday when I'll be sitting in for Mark. Have a great rest of the day.